What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I'm one of the hosts of this podcast. Beside me is my husband of almost 14 delicious years, the other host.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Anthony Tanksley the First.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also known as Mark Sand on the Gram, also known as Tank, also known as Old Heifer.
So if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? It's titled that because me and my husband be getting arguments.
We do.
About everything. This week.
Not everything, but most things.
About anything is what I mean.
Yeah, about anything.
We will get in an argument about anything, not everything.
Yeah, you see that champagne card? Color was not champagne. Mm-hmm. It was champagne. And we'll go a whole 15 minutes.
Listen, if you go to our last episode, we were arguing, and it was mainly because he was hot. So we made sure we had a fan in here today.
It's still hot in here. We got these MR16 lights. They don't put off no light. They ain't nothing but heat.
That sound like you made that up.
It's got an MR16.
I know it. You're telling the truth. It just sound like you made it up. Got these MR16 lights. Then you got these fluorescents. They put off about, 75 knots above.
Knots?
Yeah.
You use a nautical distance.
Listen, okay. That's how I feel like you be doing to me sometimes. So, yes, we will get into arguments, all right? And
we don't care who it makes uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable at this point, I have to tell you, don't listen or watch.
Trigger warning. People who have to sit through it, though, are the members of our Patreon. And they are watching us live right now. They have watched us try to do this podcast successfully 4 times just for this episode.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I almost looked up. We're not going to start that today.
We're not. They've watched us. It's contagious again.
Don't you try to call it contagious. We both have the issue.
Mercilessly. Yeah. Hey, don't at me mercilessly.
Don't ask you.
No, we this is common. Like, not common, but common. It happens enough. They will watch us for a good, solid 20-minute struggle of trying to get this thing started.
Can you hear us? Can you see us? Oh, we're frozen, or we're not? Oh, no, the sound just dropped over here.
Yeah, then can y'all hear us? And then, 5 minutes later, we get 600 yeses. And then the sound went out again. It's like, God dang.
So even that could cause an argument. But today, this episode is sponsored by 3 dope sponsors
Absolutely.
That we can't wait to tell you about. They are BetterHelp,
mm-hmm.
Audible,
and Magic Spoon.
And we'll tell you more about these companies later on in the podcast so that you can support this podcast by trying out these sponsors. Also, I didn't say it, but if you want to be a part of our Patreon.
That's what I was about. I was about to ask you. Did you already talk about it?
I didn't tell
you. The people that be watching us struggle through this before it actually gets to this point is our Patreon. That's the immediate family. You can join Patreon for the low of $5 a month, $60 a year. Come on through. Get at us and you see all the background stuff. You see how the argument started. Well, you might not. Yeah, you do usually see how it started.
Listen, no, you can do a yearly subscription to the Patreon and it's only $54.
I've been lying all this time.
If you do it 1 month at a time, then it is $60 and that's fine. But you can do the year for $54 up front. Okay, guys. Woo! We have come to the time that we go into our first segment.
It feels quick.
Well, I know. It does feel quick.
Yeah.
Even though it took us forever to get here, it feels like we got into it quick.
Want me to go off this or this?
Both.
All right. I know that.
So, guys, my husband is asking me edit notes because he's supposed to be over the giving me good notes because I edit our podcast, both the audio and the visual. So, husband, I'm going to let you choose today. What's our first segment going to be?
Oh, I can't talk about that. I was about to talk about what's been in the news. Got to stay away from that cancel button, so I ain't going to talk about it. It kind of angers me. We can do In My Feelings. Let's do it in my feelings.
Okay. What's got me feeling some type of way is that there is something wrong with our older dog.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse and worse. every time I see this dog. And it is tearing me up. I'm talking about when I saw him. No. What night was it? It was a couple of nights ago. I was up late working. And I thought I was... I'm going to let my husband get his paper flat. You're making all the noises.
Got to make sure it's flat and straight. I crinkled this up early.
The pup, the dog has what Marcus thinks might be mange. He can barely walk with his hind legs, like standing. His back legs will not support his weight fully anymore, in my opinion. And, because I guess his skin is scratching him, like he'll be bleeding from different spots.
Yeah, so
in the day from where he's been rubbing
himself. He's been rubbing himself. He's old. Large dogs that get old like that, they end up being too heavy for their weight.
Oh, okay.
He's old. Supreme's almost 12 years old. Or is he 12? No, he's almost 12. He's rolling up on 12. I think he's the last of his siblings living.
No.
So I gave him a bath today. So that's what has had me in my feelings. I'm over here. Y'all, I'm so tired. I ain't had enough sleep. Been struggling to stay awake driving home. So when I got home, this is still saying I'm Supreme. My original plan was to take a nap and then wake up and do this podcast. But I come home to pure pandemonium. So I come get to the house, walk in. They're like, Supreme's over on the other side of the gate and he's bleeding. I'm like, what? Bleeding? They're like, yeah, he's over there. He's stuck over. I was like, what has he gotten himself into? So I go in the backyard. I'm like, where is he at? So he's over. So we have a section of our backyard that is like a hillside and it goes to the front yard. So he's made his way over there. And it looks like he hit his lip or something. I don't know. He had blood. He wasn't bleeding when I got over there, but I did see where he was bleeding. And that part got on the gate. So, of course, it looked a lot worse than what it did because we got this white, off-white metal fence, and it's got splats of blood on it. So it looks like a hell of a lot of blood. But so when I brought him back over, I bought this. It's like a lime sulfur treatment for a mange. And I meant to do it, give him a bath this weekend. However, it was too chilly outside. I was like, I'm not going to give him a bath while it's this cold. So then I got home today. It's a whole lot warmer. So I went ahead and gave him a regular bath to get all the dirt and stuff off of him. Because he was, tell y'all about that. So he's over on the hillside and he's laying, like his legs are under him. Like his hind legs are under him. And he's just laying there. The way he walks now, because he's older, I know he didn't walk down that hill. He definitely tumbled down that hill.
He was all the way by the front gate?
He was against the fence.
Right, but was he all the way down at the hill?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you let him out? By the sidewalk. Why didn't you let him down? Why didn't you let him out that way?
He could not stand up.
No, do you get what I'm saying? It would have been easier for you to open up the gate to go in that way?
I did.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. I ain't got an attitude. I went and unlocked the gate. I had to walk in there and
okay, I didn't know. I didn't hear you say that in this story that you went and unlocked the gate.
I told you earlier.
No, I missed that part. No,
I definitely said it. Because I said he was by the front gate, but he wasn't by over where the gate is. He was off to the side of the gate, but he was against the front fence. Anyway, so I open up that side of the gate and I literally have to get and I didn't think about that till probably about 15 minutes ago. I was like, he definitely fell down that hill. Uh-huh. Anyway, I got a towel because I didn't want to hurt him by like picking him up. So I had to get a towel. He could stand it up on his front legs, but his back legs was like under him. And like, I was like, come on. So he's trying to get up. I was like, God. So I got a towel and like spread it out and like kind of wrapped it around him, like almost like a burrito to like pick up his back legs. And his waist and everything. So I walked him out like that. But as soon as I got him out to the sidewalk, he stood up and shook off and then took off walking. I was like, all right, come on. So took him out to the backyard. And that's when I gave him a regular bath to try to scrub all the extra hair off of him. Because where he has the mange at, like the hair is just on there. Like you can just pull it off. And so I scrubbed him there. You could tell I was feeling good because he was like leaning into it prior because his skin was itching. And then I gave him the sulfur sponge treatment to try to kill the mange. I was supposed to do it like once a week now. So I was doing that. So by the time Angel gets home and she sees him, he looks a whole lot worse than what he has because I've exposed all the mange on him and gotten rid of all the hair that wasn't supposed to be there. But he's old. He's really old. And I'm going to take him into the vet this weekend, and I'm not sure if he's coming back from the vet this weekend.
Well, let me tell this. I was telling the story before you came
in. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I was...
I know.
Fine.
I'm not making you apologize.
I can't do no good, y'all. I'm just playing.
So I was up late working.
You did say that.
Right. And I'm hearing... I can hear it in the backyard every minute. And I was just like, oh no, is that Supreme? Oh no. Now, Supreme is not the dog that I take care of, but that does not mean that I don't care about that dog. And I care about any animal. I don't like when Marcus can tell you, I do not like to see puppies out in the middle of the street. Like, if I can't get that puppy in my car, then I have to drive away quickly because I do not want to see no puppy
Angel
getting
like
hit by
a white
car.
Woman. She will risk her life trying to save a puppy.
It's bad.
I'm like, that puppy ain't lived long enough to care about life yet.
I mean, if it's going to get put down, I mean, if it's going to die, I'd rather it be done in what's considered humane, not being hit by a car.
If somebody rolled up on Angel seeing a puppy in the street, they would swear up and down that was her dog.
They're like,
man, we got your dog. Oh, it's not mine. I just put up right before you did.
And I'm not even like a dog person. I'm not the type that's just like, oh my God, look at my dog. My dog is so amazing. I'm not that type of person, but I do have a sensitivity to living beings, especially pets. You know what I'm saying? Even if I can't stand a person's pet. So I'm like, oh no, because if this dog is in this backyard crying, I'm about to wake my husband up and he's going to have to take this dog to the emergency room to be put down. I will not let this dog spend the night crying. So I go downstairs by the kitchen door because the kitchen door is near the backyard and I have my ear to the door and I'm just waiting and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I was like, now, when I was upstairs, this thing was happening every minute. What is going on? So finally, I go outside and I'm looking at his doghouse, but he hasn't gotten out yet. And then when I think he senses my presence, he gets out. And I was like, oh, no, don't get out. Because I know it's not the easiest thing for him to get in motion when he hasn't been in motion. Then I finally hear it. Y'all, it was an owl. And I was through the door. It sounded like outside. You could hear that it was just coming through the walls. There seemed like a closed mouth that was making it.
So this weekend we outside and we hear this owl again. I haven't heard owls in a long time. Anyway, we heard this owl again. And I hear Lottie barking at it and I'm like, and you know, that would be a nice size meal for an owl, right? She was like, guess that same owl I heard the other night. I said, really? It's the same owl. She said, yeah, I know it's who.
That owl live up the street talking all that trash. I really did. It had my little heart in turmoil. I said, no.
No, but his joints have gotten better because it was one point in time where he would like whimper to stand up. But I started feeding him glucosamine tablets and fish oil tablets. I'm stuffing all these pills down his throat every night. So he don't, as bad as he walks, he's not like, you can't hear or see that he's in like a lot of pain. He's just like an old man, like, all right, let me take my time.
He looks like he's in pain to me when he stands because he can't straighten his back leg. Like when he stopped to just like look his back legs, he can't like press up to get his booty up. That to me looks like, it looks painful to me. He's not crying, but to me it looks painful. What type of when we have to put him down, how long is it going to take you before you get another dog?
I don't know. I want no more dogs right now.
So you don't want your guard dog?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Spend $10,000 on security. I'd be good.
Okay. Listen, I'm not mad at it. Then the
I'm sick of dogs right now.
Dogs are a lot. Dogs are a lot.
I've had dogs for a long time. All my life, I've had dogs.
Like, I mean, I've had dogs for a long time, like, too.
There's been, let me think.
I had a gap during my adult life that I didn't have dogs. But a lot of my childhood, I had dogs.
I had a very short gap in my life. Very, very short gap in my life where I didn't have a dog. And I'm at this point, I'm like, no, I'm good.
Somebody asked, are the boys attached to Supreme?
No.
The
twins might be a little bit.
No, they all love Supreme, even Amar. Amar be yelling at him. He go, Preem, Preem. But my three oldest boys completely understand.
Yeah, that Amar just don't care.
Dogs be dying. They all three understand that. When I had to put down Callie, even though Si for the longest was like, no, she's fine. The doctor's giving her medicine. I was like, no, she's dead.
Kyle was like, no, she's dead.
they would understand. It's not like Supreme was so big that he was more of an annoyance when they would be outside playing.
Because he was so big and playful. So it wasn't like, it was a point in time where they used to ride him, like Marcus used to ride him and stuff. And finally, I was like, Marcus, you can't ride him no more. Like, he's getting too old.
But a lot of times they come outside and the thing he wants to do is lick on them and get in their way.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the dog.
Used to. Now he's like, what's up? He's giving the head now. Like, what's going on?
Like, Lottie is the size that if she was trained, that they would want to have in their room. Like, she used to, when she was allowed to live in the house, she would go into their room and Kai would put her in the bed. Like, she's the size dog that they could get attached to because they can handle her at this age. So if she ever gets to become the house dog that I want her to be, I could see them getting more attached to her than Supreme, because Supreme was 100% outside all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Supreme never liked being in the house. He would come in the house. I would let him in the house. He would walk around for 10, maybe 15 minutes, and he's sitting by the back door like, hey, open this before I open it for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now the other thing that has me feeling some type of way, actually, before I get into it, let's talk about our first sponsor. And it is a sponsor that we'll probably need if we have to put down our puppy, and that is BetterHelp. You've heard us talk about them multiple times. Because we at Is This Going to Cause an Argument fully believe in the efficiency and the effectiveness of therapy. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling done securely online. It's not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. And what's great is that you can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is huge, because a lot of times if you find a good therapist, like outside of BetterHelp, it might take you a whole 30 days before you're even able to get an appointment. But with BetterHelp, 2 days, and you can start communicating. And BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. I'm not sure if any of you all have tried therapy. Therapy is almost like dating. Trying to find that person that you gel with. It's because it is about someone that can really speak to your, I don't want to say issues, but where you are in life and the things that you want to work on. Mm-hmm. And one person might not be able to do that for you. And that's what's so great about BetterHelp, is that you get matched. And if you need to find another match, guess what? You can go on to the app and go online to be able to find you the match that works. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. And the service is available to clients worldwide. Also, it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available, because that's one thing. And I think that's which is sad, is that therapy for a long time was not something that Black people really saw as important, It was also not accessible because of the cost.
Absolutely.
So the fact that BetterHelp is giving us a way to get therapy, have access to therapy at a cheaper, or counseling at a cheaper price, is amazing. Also, what's great is that they, because they have so many different counselors, you'll be able to find people who specialize in a broad range of expertise that you might not be able to get locally. So we want you to join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional by you visiting betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's better, H-E-L-P. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/argue. So, the other thing that's got me pissed off or in my feelings is Mother's Day. Y'all. So, Mother's Day, I decide I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get myself a new purse. And I said, I'm going to spend a little money on this purse. My purses that I usually buy for myself don't cost over $40. So I said, you're going to spend a little bit of money today. And not only that, you're going to buy you a cute pair of sandals. First of all, go to the mall and there's too many people there. That's the first thing that's pissing me off. Why all y'all out here? COVID is real. But then I'm also mad at myself because I'm like, why you out here? COVID is real. But the problem is that I've been to the mall multiple times during the pandemic, but I forgot that when I usually go is during the week in the middle of the day. So it's like me and the security guard. Yeah,
even without pandemic, it's empty during those times.
Yes, but it was to the point that I thought the mall wasn't open the couple of times that I went. I was like,
Y'all let me in by accident.
Yeah, y'all sure that I'm supposed to be in here? I park near Macy's, I go in, I see the purse, but not in the color that I want. And I want to ask someone to help me, but the person that works at that department, she is working the cashier, was actually two women, and the line is long as hell. Then I said, okay, I'll go to another department store, higher end. I go, and at first I'm not sure if they have it, because I'm like, is this purse considered higher end? I don't know. They have that section. They have the style of purse in the tinier version, but not in the color that I want. And then I don't want the tinier version. The version I want is already smaller than what I would normally carry. So the smallest size, I'm like, this must be for a child. And they're like, you can order it and it'll be here by Tuesday. And I said, but I want it today. And they were like, oh, okay. I said, well, let me check another place. Check another department store. Same thing. Well, they have it in a different color, not the color that I want. Then I said, okay, well, let's try for the sandals. I go to Steve Madden. Every shoe I want to try on, they don't have in my size. Every shoe.
All of them?
And all of them, until I pointed out one shoe that I wasn't even sure if it was cute. I said, that shoe probably ugly. Do you have it in my size? They were like, we do. And I bought it just so I could not be mad. I was like, because by this time.
Is that the shoe that you said I probably wouldn't like?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So by this time, I have already been sweating because I've been walking through the mall in my sweatsuit. Okay. I didn't walk none of these because they're department stores. You know, department stores are at tail ends of malls. They're not beside each other because that's just too much like right. So I'm now sweating under my back fat is sweating underneath my breasts are sweating. I'm so frustrated. So I done bought these sandals that I don't even know if they're cute. And I said, but I'm going to check Aldo. Because Aldo and Steve Madden's, their styles are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I almost cussed out their sales.
Yeah, half of Aldo's store is full of Steve Madden's.
I almost cussed out the girl because she was like, okay, first things first. She's like, I need you to write down your email address because we aren't allowed to do paper receipts because of COVID. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense because you have me using the same pen that everybody else is using.
Right.
How is that safer than you giving me a piece of paper
right.
that has only been touched by you and myself? I was like, Okay, whatever. Then I try to, the safer thing to do.
There's so much wrong with that statement. Go ahead. Right. I'm sorry. Okay. I just like, my mind just went crazy.
So the way I now pay a lot of times with my credit card is instead of sliding it in, I do the tap at the top. Yeah. Right? Safe way to do it. Tap, pop. And it's like, enter your PIN. I press escape. And I said, let me try this again. Oh, I pressed the cancel thinking it would bypass the PIN. But it doesn't. It starts the 10-year all over. Tap. And it says PIN. And I said, how do I bypass that? She said, you can't. If it's a debit card, you have to put in the debit.
False.
She said it doesn't allow you to credit. I said, then why does it say credit or debit on the screen? It doesn't work that way. I said, cancel it out. So, cause I'm about to buy these black heels. So then I go ahead, and stick it in the slot, and I bypass the PIN then, right? Now, meanwhile, I'm standing there, and there's this couple in wheelchairs beside me. I hear the woman say, I need your email address because we don't give out receipts. And the dude was like, no. No. We don't have emails that we'll give you. She was like, okay. And I see a paper receipt come up out of her machine. And I said, excuse me. To the woman said to me, what is that, a paper receipt I see? And she's like, no, we can't give out paper receipts. I said, I'm watching this woman put this receipt in this bag for these people. And the woman was like, we had to bypass it. I said, okay, now why are you telling me I couldn't get a paper receipt and I had to use this little dirty pen that everybody else used? You could have just, well, she wasn't supposed to do that. I said, I need for y'all to get on one accord. And so the woman is now, like, the woman who did the thing is now talking to the other customers. And so my chick is pretending like she's standing there to talk to her. Then she trying to goes off to do something else. And I said, I need an answer. Why I needed to do this, you said you could give me a paper receipt. And she was like, well, no, I had to override the system. Oh, well, why couldn't you override the system for me? I said, is it because I look different?
I had no idea any of this happened.
I said, is it because I look different? And the woman was like, no, there's no discrimination. I said, it feels discriminatory. And I said, you need to tell her that. Because now this woman, the little brown hair girl who's helping me, is trying to walk away, right? And I realized in that moment, I was you on the last episode of Does This Go to Cause an Argument? I was hot. they were still wrong, but I did.
It's not even sweating. Now you feel my pain. You just turn into an old asshole when you get hot.
I was sweating. I didn't have my purse. I had some sandals that I thought might be ugly. I bought some heels that are cute, but they weren't exactly what I wanted because Steve Madden don't have that size shoe that I wanted in any.
See, karma's old, dirty, rotten.
But no, because I was getting ready. The explicatives were getting ready to fly out of my mouth. And I said, let me just walk out. And I saw them huddled together talking, thinking, that angry black woman. And I said, that's all right. So I walked back.
That's what you said about me.
So I walked back into, I know, I said, Mark's going through menopause. So let me tell you, this is the moral of the story, y'all. Because I could have cussed them out. And it was so funny.
I could have screamed. I could even call them some names. But it ain't going to be me, ain't your mama.
But listen, because at the time I was texting the group text messages of Tony, Kev, Tahir, because they were all wishing me happy Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, I'm getting ready to cuss out a sales associate. And they're like, do it. I was like, F, you don't fly as well when you got a mask on, because they need to see the teeth hit the lip. I was like, they got to see it.
A little bit of saliva come down your lip.
Right. And I said, I go back to Macy's. Macy's is now looking quite empty. And I say, you know,
because everybody left to go over to Aldo to see what all the commotion was.
I say to the woman, I said, do you have that purse in black? She said, let me check my system. She said, it says we got one in the back. I'll try. She's gone for about 10 minutes. And she comes back with my black purse. I said, that was the Lord rewarding me for sparing that little white girl's life, because I was about to cuss her from here to Oklahoma or wherever she might have been from. But yeah, they got under my skin real bad.
It reminds me, there's this time This has nothing. This when you talk about getting mad at people. I went to this is way back. We were dating. I was working in Louisville, and we went to this restaurant. And this chick was in there talking. She thought she was flirting with us, but she was just annoying us.
Oh,
to the point to where she was just getting smart aleck. And we ordered our food. This is at this restaurant. We ordered our food, and she started taking our order, and then she, you know, went around and she started cleaning out the windows, right? So we both standing there with our arms crossed. I was like this ain't even funny no more. Like, would you just do? You have a manager here? He's like, oh, my manager's. She just went on saying the most crazy stuff. So finally, somebody else saw how annoyed we were getting, so they came over and took over, and she went around and started cleaning the windows and everything, right? So on my way out, I grabbed a handful of fries and squeezed them and pushed open the door and smeared my handprint.
You, how many blessings of yours are you blocking to be petty?
It was so great.
To be petty.
There's nobody pettier. I aim for that goal.
Do you?
Daily.
You just a jerk. You're a jerk.
It's all about customer service.
It is about customer service. It truly is. And I was just ready to just, but you know what? There's a company that you ain't never got to worry about them treating you some type of way. Mm-mm. That company is Audible. I have been waiting for this brand deal. I have been waiting for this sponsorship. I am so glad that Audible thought of us worthy for their sponsorship. Absolutely. A lot of people have heard of Audible. Audible is a great way for you to get spoken word entertainment in one place. It also is the largest selection of audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers and new releases, celebrity memoirs, languages, business motivation, and original entertainment from top celebrity creators and thousands of popular binge-worthy podcasts. Now, as a member of Audible, you'll get one credit every month, good for any title in their entire premium selection. That means the latest bestsellers, the buzziest new releases, the hottest celebrity memoir, or that bucket list title that you've been meaning to pick up but you just haven't yet. These titles are yours to keep and forever in your Audible library. Now, this is what I love about Audible. Oh, and I should also mention, new members can always try Audible for 30 days on them. So 30 days for free. This is what I love about Audible. Y'all know that I'm busy, okay? And I don't always have time to just sit and read a book. That's not, and there was a time where I was in a book club and I thoroughly enjoyed ingesting literature. You remember I was in the book club with the black women? I was actually reading these books. We were reading stuff from Oprah's bestsellers list or Oprah's book club list, And I loved it. But with all the things I do, with all the businesses that I'm trying to get off the ground and run, being able to do that is not really feasible right now. So with Audible, I'm able to enjoy books that I've been really wanting to read without feeling like I have to stop my entire world to get it done. I definitely can't wait to like really dive into Audible once I go on tour and I'm able to listen while we're traveling. Because also, I don't know if you all are like this. I get car sick. So even though we'll be driving to different venues, I can't read with my eyes in nobody's car. I will get sick. But with Audible, I can continue to read or, you know, listen to the books that I'm reading. Enjoy it. I know that I used it. Here's another thing. I'm sorry. I'm just telling y'all so much stuff. I was able to get a book for little Marcus on Audible. So y'all know, I think we've told y'all this before. He has dyslexia. And so what's
like
good,
his parents.
Yes. What's good for him, what's helpful is if he has a book, go ahead. If he has a book and can listen to it while he's reading it, because it allows a part of his brain to relax so that his comprehension can deepen. So there was a book that he was reading in a book club that he's in. I had him in a book club for young black boys. So I was able to get the audio version on Audible. I also got the paperback, so he was able to listen to the audio while also reading the words. So there's so many good things that you're able to use Audible for. And I know he enjoyed being able to do it both ways. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to visit audible.com/argue or text Audible to 500-500. Again, visit audible.com/argue or text argue to 500-500. All right, you guys. Now let's jump back to the show.
Argue.
All right, so I just told them we're still in what I love, what I had. We're still in.
In my feelings.
Yeah, so what's got you feeling good?
What's got you feeling good?
We halfway through the episode, haven't even jumped to the topic, but I know what the topic is. I don't know if you remember it.
Nah, I already had something else in mind. What's the topic?
We said what the topic was going to be. No, you tell me what's got you feeling good.
What's got me feeling good? I don't know. Supreme just took my whole thought process.
No, you don't have nothing specific.
You got me feeling good.
Tell us, be specific. Tell me why.
Because you my wife and I wake up to you every morning. My oldest son is the trashest babysitter we've ever had.
Lil Marcus, come get your brother.
He had one job.
It was to keep the third co-host up out of here.
Y'all food's in there. You got me feeling good.
To be very, very, very specific. What's got you feeling good about me in this very moment for this podcast? Or not very moment for this podcast, but was there a specific moment that made you feel good about me?
No, you got my back.
Do I got your back?
Yeah.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I do. I do be having his back. He know it. In his front. Come on.
Hey.
Come on, somebody.
Say, you know. You know.
Come on, man, somebody.
As a matter of fact, he ain't had no nap. but that's a cheat code. Because I didn't even know she, yeah, that's, but for real.
Thank you, babe.
That always got me feeling good.
Thank you, babe. Did I do something recently that made you feel that way?
I always feel that way. I just don't say it enough.
Oh, but I'm saying, no, was there something? Get me, I want a specific. You know me, I like a good when you did this.
Once again, shedding light. Shedding the light so I can see the business aspect of what we're doing. You know, that made me feel good about what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I be in my own lane sometimes. What's it called? Tunnel vision. So I lose sight of everything else that's going on, and we got a lot going on. And a lot of times, even though I be involved in it, I don't see the full picture of it. It's just like, I don't know, somebody's building a house and they're like, hey, go drill it. Go drill all these holes in the studs from that point to that point. And you go do it, not realizing that the electricity and plumbing is going to be ran through those holes. And you did that part, but the only thing you did was did drill the holes and then forgot about it. So just as an explanation, I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but y'all get it. Don't talk trash.
No, that was a great explanation. That was
so
great.
Yeah, so shining that light, and it's like, oh, okay, and let me see that and getting me to refocus. Yeah.
Yay. Thanks, babe.
That's my schmookums.
Thanks, babe. You made me forget what I feel good about. I had something too. I did. Oh, that's what it was.
The front. Yeah.
Yo, the work that we're getting done on our house is looking so good.
It is.
It's looking so.
Yeah, do y'all see we got like in the middle of construction back
here. If you're
here,
watching, you see this stuff is like covered with plastic.
We got scaffold in the living room or the front foyer.
The foyer.
We got a foyer.
The foyer.
By the way, we are mesmerized by this house. We are absolutely in love. It don't always feel real. Like, it's a true blessing. It really is. This house got me feeling very great.
I'm telling you, I walked in today. So, to give y'all a little bit, we are getting the house painted is basically one of the major things we're getting done. Because the house was darker. Now, y'all know, as an influencer, pictures need to be bright. And that was one thing I hated about our old house. We just didn't have enough light to shine. If you go on my Instagram, you see I take most of my pictures in front of two places. It was either in front of the kitchen sliding glass doors because the sun would hit there, or in front of the bay window that was in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Those only two places. Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not in the house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, with this house, with any other place we were to live, that was one of the things is just like, I know, like, as an influencer, when I start working with these brands, I don't want to have to pull out 50 million lights just mm-hmm. to be able to make a picture pop. So, the house, we wanted to be able to brighten it up. And this house already has a lot of windows. So, you add the white paint, Swiss coffee to be exact.
And apparently black people love Swiss coffee.
He said black people really, he said a lot of my African clients especially love white. He'd be like, I'll suggest colors and they'll be like, no white. It also is nice that we didn't paint. Let me tell you, my husband was like, nah, we paint this house. We gonna go room by room. Now, mind y'all, y'all done heard this man say that he's not allowed me to paint anything else.
Angel ain't allowed to paint her nails. I wish she would paint something in this house.
But he wanted us to paint the house.
You didn't do all the masking.
Oh, you didn't want that? I'm terrible at that.
You're terrible at paint too.
No, I'm not.
You can mix.
I'm good at painting. I'm good at painting. But he allowed me. On both occasions, actually, I got my way all the way. Thank you. Because originally, Marcus wanted us to move ourselves. And I was like, I don't want it. I do not want. And so we got the movers. And then I requested for us to be able to get painters. And I was like, if we can do this one, I said, I gave him a job that we could do. I said, if we could do this one job together, will you... let me get painters. And he said, okay. And luckily, the painters are going to do the one job that we said that we were going to do together, too. But Marcus also realized he didn't want to...
Now, hold on. When we first started talking about getting the house painted and we got them quotes, it was just like, so... You...
No, the house painting wasn't the quote that bothered me. It was the other job.
The other job, yeah.
So
I was like, no, we're going to end up doing that. And she refused to tell me how much they was going to charge her. She was like, so we're going to do that together?
I was like, listen. So can we? So even just the blessing of being able to bless someone else who is skilled at this.
Yeah.
And pay them. Because me and Marcus.
Well, we had a plan that we were going to paint all the rooms and then they paint the common areas. But then we were just like, once we got in and started moving and unpacking, it was like, even I was like, so let's go ahead and call a couple people, get some quotes, get this house painted.
Listen, we have been blessed for this to have been the third property we've ever purchased. We don't have a portfolio of, because we've had to sell all of our previous houses. But in all of those spots, most of the well, that's a lie about the last house. The last house we got blessed because I was like, we're going to do this on a TV show. And that did happen. But a lot of times we did not have the disposable income to be able to bless someone else who could do not only do it more efficiently than us, they would also do it more skilled than us.
Yeah.
It just wasn't feasible. It wasn't like... And we weren't managing our money in a way that made it feasible. We possibly could have if we would have just been like that focused of like, okay, this is going to cost this much money. Let's start saving it. Nah, we weren't thinking in that way.
Living so lavishly.
I wouldn't have called it lavish. We just weren't living tight.
We was living lavish beyond. We was living beyond our means. Nah.
No, we weren't living beyond our means. We just weren't making the sacrifices.
Yeah, we weren't managing as well, and we weren't making the sacrifices to save up to be able to do it.
Yeah, lavish is definitely not the way I would put any way we've ever lived, but
relatively lavish.
I will say that we weren't making the type of sacrifices we needed to make to be able to say, oh, we want to get all the rooms painted. This is going to cost $5,000. Let's make sure we save $5,000, which wouldn't have taken us long to do. We just weren't focused to do it.
Right.
So we were able to do it this time.
Yeah.
And that's got me feeling good because I am not a spring chicken. I am definitely a summer hen. Cute one. Come on. The breast and the thighs is still amazing. But I don't want my energy to be spent on tasks that other people, I'm assuming they enjoy doing because they're good as heck at it. I don't want to have to do that.
I mean, they enjoy doing it.
I mean, like I said, they might not, but they're very good at it. And they come here happily. They don't look like they're like, oh, God. They come here and they get that work
done.
Oh,
yeah, no, them. But yeah, just because somebody's good at doing something don't mean they enjoy doing
it. No. I get it. So, yeah.
That's me and Chance was talking about.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm
great at this. I don't want to do it no more.
That's got me feeling really good. Yeah. Coming home, seeing the boys' room bright and airy looking. Yeah. I was just like, our house looks so modern now.
It's getting there. Especially when I start doing these, putting up the windows, the blinds and stuff. Mm-hmm.
This house looks like it was built 2 weeks ago.
That's one thing. With this white paint, it definitely makes it look. I said that when they finished the living room, I was just like, this looks like a brand new house.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like it was built 2 days ago. Like, oh, we're the first ones to live here. Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's what it feels like. So I praise God for it. Thank you, Lord. So, with the 20 minutes we have left of the podcast, we'll jump to the topic.
We ain't even got to the topic yet.
It's all good. I feel like this has been an interesting podcast. The topic we chose was if we had $1 million.
Oh, yes.
How's it getting spent? And it can't be in no vague way. I'm about to actually bring up prices. It can't be to pay off this house or to pay off debt. Imagine those two things don't exist.
I didn't plan on it.
He's like, I told you, I don't be managing my money.
Yeah.
Okay. To start off, how you spending money?
I already said my two things.
What you mean? We just started the episode.
I'm talking about last week. You remember what I said?
No, what did you say?
I said I'm going to put the half of it aside. The other side is going to...
What you say?
Prostitutes and drugs.
That's what you said. Because you are dumb. You are dumb. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
So I'm already looking at... It costs $91,995 to fly to Africa by private jet. That's how I'm getting there. Okay? Start there. And that's a 20-day thing. Let me see.
How many stops is it?
What's the difference between ultimate and premium is what I need to know. There's a private jet, so I don't know.
Private jets don't have a very long range.
That's fine. I still take it. Hold on.
You're going to spend 4 weeks getting there.
Let me tell you what ultimate means. Ultimate. Okay, so we get ultimate expeditions.
Ultimate?
Yeah, ultimate.
Why are you saying with an A at the beginning?
Oh, you want me to say ultimate?
That's what it is.
Ultimate expeditions, sweeping theme itineraries. That's great for that cover great distances using a specially configured private jet. Okay, so they got private performances. Aha! Uh-huh, I want all this. Yes. Okay, you could take 57 people. I don't want to take that many folk. I want to take you.
It ain't a private jet no more.
Yeah, I'm saying it's probably more than one private jet. I want to take you, I want to take the kids, and I want to take two nannies. So that's...
Yeah, that must be like a small commercial airliner that they strip some seats out of.
I don't think they're saying you all fly in that one jet, babe. Hmm. I don't know. Now, what's premium, though? They got a premium. If y'all wondering, I'm looking at this up on nationalgeographic.com. Hold on. Before we jump into that...
We got to get into this magic spoon.
Magic spoon. Baby, tell them about your love for cereal.
Y'all, I love me some cereal.
Tell them
like
what.
It ain't no... It's a quick and easy meal. It's filling. It's delicious. Magic spoon... is sugar free.
Oh, yes, 0 grams of sugar. That's, you know what it is about cereal that I love? I think it's the sweet mixed with the cold milk that just does me right. It's just, feels like everything right. But yes, as Marcus was saying, unlike a lot of these cereals that give you that good feeling, you about to have all that sugar, you about to have all them carbs, you about to have all that bloatedness, okay? With Magic Spoon, you got 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs in each serving. And only 140 grams per serving. Okay, I mean, who's winning? Me? You? Everybody who got Magic Spoon? Excuse me.
Bless you again.
One more time. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, GMO free. And they've got a new flavor. I don't think you know this. I know it because I did the ad for the Bald and the Beautiful. Mm-hmm. They got a new flavor called Birthday Cake. I am so excited.
Birthday
cake. I can already tell that's about to be something. Just a little birthday cake with a little bit of vanilla almond milk. Oh, I'm going to because that's going to be like the vanilla is going to be like the icing.
Is it?
On the cake.
Yeah, it is.
Now, just so you know, birthday cake is for a limited time. Okay? So you can't be waiting and dragging your feet. If you want to give it a try, you're going to need to jump on it right now. And you can get birthday cake inside a 5-pack, a special 5-pack, or you can build your own. So when you build your own, you can custom build with cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. Okay, you can build with those. I recently put the peanut butter in the chocolate together. Had me a good old peanut butter cup cereal. Yes, God. Also, if you're listening in Canada, like our admin Shantae is, Magic Spoon now ships there to you as well. So, you guys, this is what we want you to do. Want you to go to magicspoon.com/argue to grab the new limited edition birthday cake or a custom bundle of cereal to try today. And be sure to use our promo code argue at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/argue. And use the code
argue
to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Bow, 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 bow. Okay. So I'm going to get my trip to Africa. Okay. I also, wait a minute. What did you say you wanted?
Actually, a trip. I didn't think about the, because, you know, I definitely want to do Africa. I didn't know to what, I didn't have detail on how to get there, but private jet didn't even cross my mind.
Listen.
But that would be one, but I don't want to steal that one because you already said that one.
No, but that's fine. That's fine.
So that's, definitely. Africa private jet. Spend a good month. Uh-huh. I'm gonna get one of my African families to adopt me. I'm gonna go through that whole thing.
You gonna go through that whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now the other place that I want to go is the place where a whole bunch of black people were getting themselves kicked out of, and that is Bali. First class though, because
black people getting themselves kicked out of Bali.
Oh yeah, there was a couple just acting. I don't know if they were acting up. What was going on? Was it specifically this one chick who wrote a book on how to go live in a Bali for cheap? And they were like, or you should write a book about how to get kicked out of Bali for free.
She spent some money to get kicked out.
You can fly first class for $29,000. Okay, so I've spent a little bit.
Now that's a nice jet right there.
So again, if I send the whole family that, and plus the nannies, we at like $200,000 right there. Mm-hmm. That's just the flight. And I want to be, but is Bali where that big old hotel is?
Oh, you thinking of Dubai?
That's where I want to go. Y'all, I don't want to go to Bali.
She want to go to Dubai.
I want to go to Dubai.
Black people getting themselves kicked out of Dubai?
No, black people going to visit Dubai. Like
yeah, they black belong people there. Be going to Dubai.
Don't they?
I mean, Dubai, that's where you want to be.
Okay, it don't cost as much. I had a girlfriend live in Dubai Amisha. She lived in Dubai for a little bit.
I'm not surprised.
Amisha was over there teaching. I want to stay in that big hotel.
The Palm Tree Hotel?
Yeah.
It's on the island, the prince that built his own island.
Yeah.
That's baller status right there.
Right.
I had a special rock and stone. He was like, nah, you could use this and it'll work. He said, nah, I want all natural. And now it's sinking.
Yes. He knew. He didn't care. He could waste that money. I want that too. Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the other thing you gonna do? You took my Africa myself.
My other thing is I want a custom built SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Like something the size of like a Suburban or a Yukon XL Navigator type size, max. A large SUV. However, I want a custom engine. I want it pushing about 1,000 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to compete with sports cars. Oh, not that I would. I just want to have that power.
You want to have the you want your SUV to have the power to compete.
Power, the speed, the stability, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that ain't going nowhere. You know, we can take trips and it's like, oh, that was a great memory. However, I ain't came up with a name for this monster of a vehicle yet. But yeah, it's going to be custom.
I'm here for it. Because
I always said, you know, some people, like, they'll get, like, expensive car. Like, let's say a car would cost, like, a sports car or a supercar that costs, like, $300,000. Like, I wouldn't do that. I would spend $100,000 on it and then get it
souped up
with another $150,000 to $200,000. And that's going to beat any car, you know, of that category. But that's just me. But it's going to be lavish. It's going to be so lavish on the inside. It ain't going to be tacky like Pimp My Ride tacky. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be dope.
So, I was looking at the, let me tell you, the Baj Al Arab, Arab. You say when you say Arab, it sounds wrong.
It does.
Arab. Burj Al, how do we say we're going to say it? Not Arab, but what?
Arab.
Baj Al Arab. That's the name of the hotel.
Oh, the tallest one in the world?
The one that's the pretty one. The best one. We'll get the suite. It's got three.
One of the tallest.
It's got three bedrooms.
What's it called? Burj? Baj?
Burj. B-U-R-J.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
So the room that I'm going to get costs $6,700 a night. So that's the room. We're going to get three of those. It's a three-bedroom.
What's a night?
$6,700 a night.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be something ridiculous. Now, they ain't letting you know about the presidential suite.
First of all, get this.
Oh. Look at the size of that. Maybe that is a presidential suite.
It is 7,212 square feet. It sleeps eight. It's ocean view. Two king size bed, one twin bed, free breakfast. Free breakfast? Who cares?
Yeah. No, I would not get a Hellcat engine. Absolutely not.
Now, I got $1 billion. Yeah, your sleeps eight, free Wi-Fi, free self parking.
What are you parking? Oh yeah, when you go over there, you got to rent like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or something.
I think they said a bunch of people have. It's not Mercedes Benz. It's the Maybachs, I think.
Yeah. That's if you're getting chauffeured. I ain't getting chauffeured.
Listen, I don't care. Yeah, I could be in sandals, flip flops, walking everywhere. Just leave me in the hotel. Do they have a spa? Now y'all know. I already know. I get my million. Y'all know what I'm buying. Okay. I'm buying.
House next to Beyonce.
That $1 million would not buy that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What am I thinking? It's just a million.
I'm getting my 20.
Your brother's doing a great job.
21 Lexus LX 570. Okay. Getting it at least three times in different colors.
No, you're not.
Black, white, and then maybe like a shimmery purple.
You're not getting that.
Why not?
Because what we would do is we would go shopping and looking at different options. for vehicles, and I would expose you to so many, you'd be like, but why don't the Lexus look like this on the inside? And you're going to be like, why do you let me see this a long time ago? And then we're going to get one that's going to be a Lexus, your Lexus, and then the other two are going to be other options.
Three Lexuses, two other options. It's 5 days a week, a different SUV.
You know what the last going to be. You eating into it because you plan on taking the trip and doing this stuff?
Yeah, I got $1 million. I got $1 million to spend.
Well, that's the Lexus going to run you about 110.
Yeah.
120.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, goddamn Lexus and nothing. Actually, at LC500, little sports car. I'm not even into sports cars, y'all. I went to the LA car show, and that's when they were introducing the LC500 Lexus coupe. I'm not into like sports cars like that, but that thing is sexy.
Now listen, hold on. Because Shantae tried to say Angel trying to drive a budget luxury car. That Lexus is expensive.
Yeah, Lexus is like one people. This is, I'm going to talk to Kev too. People think Lexus is like a budget luxury car. Lexus, first of all, has you, the comparable Mercedes and BMW, you get a lot more amenities with the Lexus. The price is not that much different. Like the comparable Mercedes is around the same price. So is the BMW.
They the same
price.
They
like $120. Y'all. Like you look up a Lexus, a LX570, brand new
with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, you paying a high dollar price.
That's the reason why I was like, oh.
But people got their minds twisted to think, oh, it's got to be a Benz or a BMW. I could do without a Volkswagen. That's all those cars are.
Now, mind you, there is a Mercedes-Benz truck that I do want by next year.
You can get that this year. We won't do it, but we can get that this year.
I didn't say we couldn't get it this year. I said I want it by next year. Because that's what I should have talked about got me in my feelings if we didn't do that segment so long.
What?
The goddamn old truck.
It's Ford, y'all. I swear.
Yeah, you always getting pinned, Shantae.
Yeah. Hey, that Genesis
GV80. It wasn't Shantae. It was Shay. Shay,
my bad,
don't be trying to blame this on Shantae. That's not right.
My bad, Shantae. Yeah, Shantae, no. She know cars. Shay, go on somewhere. You don't know about no cars. That's what Kev I was talking about. That ain't no... Kev, you don't know.
Kev don't care that he don't know.
Yeah, my bad, Shantae. But also not my bad, because I'm sure you'll do
something
else.
Why y'all got to change y'all's names?
But yeah, that Genesis. Genesis is dope. So, yeah, you got your Lexus.
Got my Lexuses, getting my other vehicles, and then put my kids' baby in private school. I don't know. I think that would be it.
That's too responsible. We ain't doing responsible things.
Nothing responsible?
Nah.
Okay, then I'm going to have a chef and a personal trainer that meets me here every morning. Get this body, yada, yada. Do you really appreciate me? You be like, you got my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And get on my front.
I am going to.
What you gonna do?
I want to fly in a fighter jet.
Then we'll go.
However, the reason I use it, I want to use my money because the $1 million to do that is because you can only. I'm too tall to get in a fighter jet.
Good, so you can't do it.
Oh, I'm doing it because they're gonna make some changes within their fighter jet in order to get me to fly in it.
You have to use the rest of your money on my hospital bill.
Mm-mm.
That's where I'm gonna be.
You're gonna be in there too,
laid up in the hospital.
It's gonna be a three-seater. The pilot's gonna be up front. There's gonna be me and you tandem with him.
No, I'm gonna be in the hospital. Is it? Did he make it back?
Yeah, I actually looked that up. Because you can take a ride in a fighter jet, but you can only be, I think, 5'11 or like 6'1.
Oh, you just barely made it, man.
Something like it.
You didn't make it. Maybe I'll use a little bit of my money to go out of space. Yeah. How much that cost?
About $30,000.
Ah, yeah. Sprinkle that on there.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably some training. That's just to get up there. There is a couple of people. One person I know. I don't know them, of course, but they apparently live in Santa Monica and they paid to go in outer space.
Oh, yeah. Just do that real quick.
But how far in outer space would you get? Like, would they just take you up high enough to go into orbit and experience weightlessness?
That's it. All I need. I don't need nothing else.
You could do that in a plane.
But you're still hold not on. Outside.
So she can go. She can go in outer space, but I can't take a ride.
Fighter jets are meant to kill other people.
And space is not meant for humans to be in.
Good point. So if you
I ain't gonna be shooting
if
people.
If you can't go in a fighter
however,
jet.
If they let me not.
But people might shoot you.
Ain't nobody. Oh my God.
They will be like, alert, alert.
We just gonna go in places.
You don't know.
Shut up. Yeah, you don't know if that rocket's gonna come back down that's letting you out into space. You just gonna be up there floating around.
I said
around.
You made a good point, so neither one of us get to do it.
You go up there and something go wrong, you just start drifting. We can't even watch movies like that because you lose it. Could you imagine being in that situation?
I'ma die.
It's gonna be like people on the roller coasters to be passing out. You just gonna keep waking up passing out.
That would be me. 100%.
I don't know. I'm such a simple person. I don't be. When it comes to stuff like that, like, all right, Mark, you got $1 million. Like, I'm getting my truck.
You said last week, bet. I know. That's easy. That's easy.
But I said invest. I just be investing in, like, I take $500,000 and I pay somebody to tell me exactly what I need to do, buy stock. All that will go into stock.
You might as well just buy property.
Okay. I'm game with that too.
I'm buying me a couple of Section 8 properties in Kentucky.
I'm buying me some farmland because eventually they're gonna want to build apartments or another mall.
I'm gonna get that Section 8 because the government will always pay.
Yeah, definitely real estate. But it'd be investing in something to flip that, and then that $300,000 would go toward my custom SUV. What's that leaving me with? $200,000.
Because you took the 500?
Yeah.
That was a cheating way.
That's what I said. I already know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to take 10% and I'm going to tithe it to the church.
I'm going to tithe 5%.
That's not even tithing no more. That's just giving. Tithe means a tenth.
I don't know what other 200. I might just go to the strip club.
Then I'm going to take out. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take out.
I want to just walk in with a duffel bag and suitcases.
I'm going to take out $20,000 in one or hundreds because that's still thick. And I'm going to slap that girl at Aldo in the face with that money.
5 times.
What? What? Give me my paper receipt. What?
And then leave 104. That's for your troubles. Clean yourself up.
All right, so tell us, how would you spend your $1 million? There's somebody who won the lottery for $26 million that still has not claimed it, and they have, I can't remember how many days. They bought it.
I think. When people do that, I think they. That's what I would do. I would figure out. I think you have to. Somebody explain to me how you do it. You can do it in private. Like, you can do it as a trust. I don't know, some type of way to where you can claim it.
Yeah, and they put it on. Yeah. Trust.
But that's probably what they're working on. They probably went and got a lawyer or something. That's how I would do it.
Is that how you do it? Mm-hmm. Did you buy a lottery ticket in that Hombro and not tell me?
Nope.
When I heard it today, I was like, 26 million. Oh, instant moist.
Everybody gets Ferraris. You get a Ferrari.
Moist. We would only get like 10 million of it. That's still enough. Fine. You know, one thing I wouldn't do with a real 10 million is pay off my student loans.
y'all ain't getting none of this. Matter of fact, I spend more money on taking y'all to court to keep from paying.
Take this stupid degree back.
You only know 90,000. Well, I'm going to spend 200,000 to keep from giving it to y'all.
Right. Oh my gosh. Melissa Stewart said her 5-year-old Taylor wants a Lamborghini.
And she would get one.
Well, guys, so we're going to end this podcast. It has been a 2-hour journey because we spent 45 minutes on technical difficulties. Is it the right time? Yes, it's the right time.
Oh, yeah, y'all. We got to go.
All right.
These boys is trash.
So make sure, again, that you check out our sponsors, BetterHelp, Audible, and Magic Spoon. And also, if you want to join our Patreon, we had a nice amount of people over here talking with us, laughing with us. You too can talk and laugh with us. Mm-hmm. It's only $5. You can go to a month.
$5.
You go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. I hope you've been enjoying. You haven't been watching them yet, have you? Crafts and Cocktails?
I haven't.
You gotta start. I gotta tell you the specific ones.
Y'all, this goddamn. This has been between the house and work.
I know, it's a lot. I can't wait till the house is settled. But yeah, check out Crafts and Cocktails on both my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, where you can watch this podcast, as well as on Kev on Stage Studios app.
Yeah,
which you should go ahead and subscribe to as well. All right, guys.
If you haven't, make sure you go over and subscribe to Tanksley TV.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, make sure y'all do that. I got another
Tasting with Tank
that I'm editing, and the next series of Tasting with Tank will look different.
Herb Stirrer, the link for that will be in the bio of this video as well as the show notes of this podcast.
So just go subscribe and we're going to get some more stuff over there.
All right, beautiful people. We shall talk to you all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.